Okay, let's begin. Let's greet Mother Earth. Okay. So we do have the presence of beautiful luminous beings with us here. The circle is embraced by Mother Earth. And I'm going to say a few things, just preliminary admin things, and then we are being taken deep into this right away. So the training schedule, I know, is an unusual schedule. And it was done on purpose. I personally wanted to do this training in a retreat, like in Costa Rica. And that just wouldn't even let me go there with a thought or even to look into it. And it was set up so that we have this weekend and next weekend. And then we have Monday night's class, which two of you still have to sign up for. And it's a really important one that goes along with this training. And I'll get back to that too. It was meant so that we had to re-enter our daily life, come back to the circle, re-enter daily life, come back to the circle, re-enter daily life, come back to the circle, re-enter daily life, and come back to the circle. So that we start to really understand how our daily life is our practice. And that learning how to ground and be in the flow with Mother Earth and Father Sun and embraced in that love is how we walk through life. And being able to maintain that consciousness while you're interacting with your work, with your family, with your friendships, with your projects, everything that you do, going to the grocery store, talking to your kids or your family and your friends, remaining in your grounded state, sensing your axis, sensing how you're held by Mother Earth. How the love of Mother Earth and Father Sun create a luminous space within you so that instead of experiencing anxiety and worry and confusion, you're holding a space and experiencing being in that loving, luminous state as a daily experience. That is the goal here, because how you live in your daily life determines how your circle, your sacred circle ceremony impacts the group. There's no separation. You can't live one way and then try to hold a ceremonial space. So being a ceremonial facilitator, and I'm going to speak in terms of being a ceremonial facilitator, even though I know a lot of you don't even plan to do that because everything that I'm going to say about this has to do with you as an individual and your own personal awakening path. And anyone who works with people individually as some kind of healing counselor or guide, or someone who wants to lead ceremonial groups, it applies to all the situations. It applies to how you interact with everyone around you. And so everything that we're going to be engaged in here applies to every part of your life. So you can't say, oh, I'm going to be in this state of consciousness, forget about Mother Earth and Father Sun, and just go out and have a good time. That doesn't work anymore because that's not even a good time anymore. It doesn't even feel good anymore. Every time we forget now, and this applies to everyone here, you don't feel as good as when you're connected and immersed. And this is the pivotal point. I've waited 3 years to do this training. And I know I've talked to some of you, like in Costa Rica, about it. And it took me 3 years to get to the point where I could lead it. And the timing, the cosmic timing, is amazing in terms of when it's happening. When I downloaded the dates in October, I really did not check with what was going on with the cosmos. And it's a really powerful time right now. So we're in right timing with the planetary awakening. And in a very sober way, a lot of this is very sobering. And we can have fun and be happy too, but there's a certain soberness that's going to be transmitted about taking seriously how you're connected as often as possible in your life. So that's why the schedule for this training was set up the way it was set up. Any questions about that? Oh, you know what? Do I have to unmute everyone? Or let's see, Ken, can you unmute yourself?
Yes, Sarah, we can unmute.
You can unmute everyone but Lisa.
I think she can now too. I think she remuted herself. Or
Okay.
did you remute her before? No,
I
yeah,
can
she's good.
speak. I can
You can
speak.
still.
Yeah, we're all good.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, Russell.
Okay.
Well,
Okay, good.
while I'm on, I'll just say that, my post this morning was about this beautiful hike, and I was the only one in the woods until I got to the park at the end, and then it was people and boats and music and whatnot, and I found myself so distracted by that, and then I had to keep coming back and keep coming back, and then on the way back on the hike, I was completely isolated and alone, and that's when it dawned on me. I was like, well, that was a learning opportunity for me to sit with all the chaos and the commotion going on around me, but still be able to do it. So it's kind of funny that you mention the intention for this, because that's what I experienced yesterday. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that you picked up on that and that life presented you with that teaching.
Yeah, right.
It did. And
Yeah, absolutely.
that's how it works. Yeah. So great. Thank you. Okay, so that's how our training is set up. And the importance of the Monday night classes. Number one is not only as a participant, but in the Monday night class, but also as a participant in this program, you'll start to see and experience how the power of the ceremony comes into being. Now, I'm going to go through the actual steps and stages that I have learned, and you'll get a chance to experience these Monday night classes in a little bit different way. So there's going to be teachings that are you'll receive, and also be able to participate in a way that gives you an overview of what's happening. So for instance, at the very beginning here, after we got through all the communication stuff and we grounded and we greeted Mother Earth, there were two very big shifts that occurred. And remember, I said, okay, the luminous beings are here with us now. There was a shift and there was a presence. And I said, we're embraced, the circle's embraced by Mother Earth. There was another shift there. These are very subtle perceptions that we want to get tuned into. And so when I'm teaching, I tell you, you know, I tell the group, this just happened. But a lot of times, people aren't able to pay attention to those cues. And those are the cues when I'm leading a Monday night class, and as we go through this training, that I want you to tune into. Because that's the subtlety of what we have to know for leading a ceremony. So I'm giving a lot of feedback in every class that I teach, but it's not always noticed. And in those Monday night classes, you'll be able to start picking up those cues. And that's really the deeper part of the training. Okay. Anything on that that you'd like to share? Lisa, are you on? Or is it?
Yes.
Trish? Okay.
No, I'm not on. I wasn't on until now. I'll say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Fran, you're raising your. I see. Oh, Trish, are you on?
Yeah. Can
okay.
You hear me?
You're a little faint.
Okay. Okay.
Did you want to say something?
No, that's okay. I'll keep formulating it.
Okay. Okay. So mute yourself. And then Fran.
A new system here. So I did not pick up on the presence of the luminous beings when you first noted it. Mm-hmm. And I sort of felt myself feeling out more, which isn't the way to do it, I know, but when you said that, but when you just mentioned it, within myself, I felt that. I felt that kind of luminous presence. So mm-hmm. that was, and I know you do that to help us be able to do that. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's see. So now you can put your hand down. I think you can do that. That's not, thank you. Okay. So let's see, what else do I have on my list here? Let's pause. And note how many times I pause. Because every time I pause, it means the group has lost its grounding. And we need to recenter. Okay, the fog is cleared, the density cleared, the axis came clear again. There's still some fog in there. So don't ruminate on things, but I'm just going to be giving you lots of cues. You'll be able to review that. There'll be certain things you can tune into, certain things that'll elude you, but it'll eventually, over time, start to integrate into your being. Sometimes this takes years. So one of the papers that I put on the page, one of the teaching papers, the subtle language of the sacred. And I know we're kind of slip sliding around here, but that's how the sacred is. But anything that's really deep and a really deep teaching, it's handled differently in a sacred setting. Some of it is to ensure that the teaching doesn't land in a place where I call it getting mangled. Some of it is because the person receiving it has to come into a certain frequency where they can receive it clearly. Or they can receive it into their being and it lands like a fertile seed and is able to grow in the womb of their being. And so a person who's guiding, leading, teaching learns how to do this in a way that follows a fertility line. So, a farmer's not going to plant any seeds in soil that won't help it grow. And nor will a spiritual teacher. And there is a very, very fine art to tuning in to that fertility, which determines what's said and how it's said. So when we're involved in learning about how to hold a ceremonial space, we are in the realm of this fertile guidance and maintaining this aliveness, this living energies, these living energies. And being able to sense when we slip off into the disconnected, deadened energies, when our body loses our sense of grounding and our central axis, and what we speak is dead. It doesn't have power, it doesn't have fertility. And learning how to maintain a continuous state of that awareness, which must be held continuously in when you're guiding a ceremonial space. You can't let go of it for a second. You have to stay in that space. So this is the sobering part of this. And so this is the subtlety of what's being transmitted during this program. And like I said, there will be seeds planted that will sprout and grow and be realized later at some point. There'll be some that just pop right up and you can realize them during the program. But no one's expecting you. I'm not expecting you to be proficient, to be tested, to be evaluated at all. This is between you and your living energies and your guidance and your path. But what I am focusing on is this fertile path of the living energies and how that is what brings the transformational power to a ceremonial space. And that's what we have to learn. And that's what we have to keep practicing over and over and over again. And it turns your personal life into a ceremony. It turns your interactions with friends into a ceremony. It turns everything into a ceremony. And I can't think of a deeper, more meaningful way to live. Than living in a ceremonial way. So what are you noticing in your being right now? And you can share that with us. What is your experience right now? After hearing and feeling that.
Right there, Trish.
You're gonna have to speak a little louder, Trish.
Have to change my headphones.
Are you on earbuds?
It's
there
a
you go. There you go.
Quiet.
Okay.
It comes over me. Or peace.
I had to say profound quiet. Kind of like you get when you hit so far out of nature, all the birds stop singing, and it's just a profound quiet.
My experience is one of just barely being awake.
Okay. That's when the mind lets go and the rest of your being starts cooking. Cooking all the ingredients of the soup into one beautiful soup. Okay, who's that?
And
oh, go ahead.
Fills me up with power. Very, let's see. Well, it's power. A good power, a quiet power. Steady, stable. Feels good.
I feel a it's
it's quiet, but there's this sparkle, like a tingly, more active piece to being quiet. And when you were talking, I just feel like the center of my heart feels like it's ready. It's more active than, or open, I think is a better word. There's something about the heart that is
I'm going
willing.
To interrupt you, Kim. Do me a favor, ground a little more right now.
Okay.
Could you feel how you lifted up and just come back into your experience? No words is an experience, too.
Yeah. There's a fullness.
Good. Okay. Anyone else right now?
I had a huge sense of relief, which I wasn't expecting when you said that we weren't going to be tested or evaluated.
Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me. I've been teaching for 30 some odd years, so it did surprise you a little bit. But then I also loved, what you said, everything becomes a ceremony, because that's how I've been feeling for a while, and my interactions with myself and people around me have changed. And if it doesn't feel ceremonial, then I don't want to participate in it. So that was, and that put me into a very peaceful, deeper grounded place, which feels quiet and still.
Yeah. So our programming, when we feel like we're attending a training, is, that we're going to get tested, evaluated, and corrected, and all that kind of stuff. That red pen comes out. And that's not what this is about. So you can see how that conditioning came in.
Sarah, this is Lakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about the fertile ground, what came up for me was, I need to allow it to happen. I need to be open.
And how did that feel when you said that to yourself?
I think I always knew I'm the biggest block on my spiritual path, but this just made it more real that I'm so subconsciously putting up barriers.
So when you said that to yourself, did it feel like an admonishment or an opening?
An opening. It felt like something good that
Okay.
I needed to do.
So you can now discern between the two voices, the admonishing voice and the intuitive opening voice. We all have that admonishing voice that was conditioned into us. And so starting to discern those is beautiful.
Thank you.
So let's pause. So we're centered in Mother Earth. Feel what your experience with your body feels like right now. Are you starting to relax a little? Let's greet the spirit of the water. And the nature spirits. And the spirit of the land where you live. So we're coming into co-creation with the spirit of the land exactly where you live. And how often we forget that we are our home or office or car is sitting on a very living, fertile consciousness that's interacting with us, but we forget that we're interacting with it. So engaging with the spirit of your land is a fundamental base for being connected and ceremonially engaged with where you live. The spirit of the land drew you to where you're living. And when you're meant to move, the spirit of the land will move you on and connect you to the next living site. How does it feel to be connected personally to the spirit of your land now? You don't have to own it, but it is where you reside. To open that space where that's a living relationship. And please share.
I feel embraced and loved and safe and warm.
I feel so connected, like I'm part of the mycelium network.
I always feel my chest expand in energy. I get a lot of energy coming into my chest. And then I always feel like I came home to my mom, like when I was a little kid. Mommy, I'm home. And it's always a joyful reunion.
Are your bodies starting to relax more?
Yes, I feel a sense of safety. Being, embraced by my land.
I feel a sense of belonging and safety and a vital energy. And just about every time I greet the spirit of the land, I'm so thrilled how the land responds and the nature spirits respond. It even feels like a surprise, and it's so beautiful.
How is this relationship beneficial for you? Just let that question sink in. How is this relationship helping you self-regulate? And if we include our relationship with the nature spirits, so instead of thinking about them, just see what happens within you, not assuming or projecting anything or associating the nature spirits with a bird or a dog or a worm. Just see what the experience is to open up a relationship to greet the nature spirits. Don't use your mind. Mind got engaged. Sit quietly until something arises. Possibly a nature spirit is a frequency. Doesn't have to be made into a totem or a spirit animal or flower. There's definitely a shift towards the mind. So settle back down. And maybe you can feel that pressure in the group. There you go. Now we're in the frequency of the nature spirits. And note how the mind wants to butt in and release that as well as you can, coming back to the sense of a frequency and not something you know with the mind. Allow everything to be unnamed, just known, experienced, whatever that experience is. So as we go deeper, there's also periods where we want to rest and we've stretched our being more than it can integrate. And that's what I feel like we've gotten to here. So why don't you share a little of what it felt like to let go of your projections and expectations about what a nature spirit is and what happened for you? And then the other thing I want to share with you from a guide perspective is that I can feel when the group starts to get ungrounded because I want to cross my legs. And so if you unconsciously or just feel a pressure to lift your legs up, cross them, try to reground so that you feel more comfortable with your legs flat on the ground, sitting up. So, what did that feel like to go from projecting what you thought nature spirits are to having maybe a less clear experience, but it arose from within you as a frequency or some other way of knowing? What happened there? Laura? Laura, are you there? Your microphone's on.
This is Laura.
We can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Just noticing a sense of spaciousness and timelessness and a sense of kind of that floaty feeling of being held in the womb in this other continuum of time and space.
And there's no sense of urgency there to shift. So that's a really nice state to feel. Anyone else?
I felt it in my heart. There's like this nice expansion. I felt like I did feel like a unique frequency type thing that opened that up. It was, and it felt very peaceful and deeply grounding.
I felt like the frequencies of the nature spirits were like taking up layers within my being and just filling me up, you know, with different sounds and the different energies of the nature beings, contributed to the fullness within me.
It's a beautiful way of saying it.
This is Trev. A lot of times, even today, when I greeted the spirit of my land, I sensed the nature spirit saying, hello. They called. Sometimes I catch myself in my third eye trying to see them, but I'm aware I'm doing that. And then I roll my eyes down. And so I can't really pull up a picture. And then I feel them. Very odd. It's a frequency and it touches each of my lower arms on the top. It's a little like twinkling effervescence, a little bit like making my skin feel bubbly. And then I also, I really feel safe when that happens. That's the first time I put words to the frequency of it.
We're going to have to do something with your microphone, Trish, because it's very...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll play with it. We'll go on break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for that.
Sarah, this is Lakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
When you asked us to include the nature spirits, just for a moment, I felt a vastness, which was just amazing. I think this is the first time I've actually been able to sense the nature spirit, so that was very wonderful. I did have a question about the questions earlier with the spirits of the land and the benefits and regulating.
Oh, do me a favor, Lakshmi, you're going into your head a lot. So drop down. And try to stay connected to your feet while you're speaking.
Okay.
And see if the question's still there or if it changed.
Well, I had gone into my mind quite a bit when the questions were there, and I didn't know how to sink a question into my energy without the head getting involved.
Uh-huh. Good point.
Is
So you just go back down to your seat and feet, forget about the question, and then see what happens.
Oh. Okay.
Seriously. Thanks. Yeah, that's what you do. Because it went in like a seed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show itself when it's a little seedling.
Okay. Thank
Okay.
you.
Uh-huh. Why don't we take a 10-minute break here? And the reason I am offering that is there's a limit to there, and there's a way you start sensing when a group has reached a real limit of being stretched or spending time sitting. As long as they can. And so then you take a break. So let's see, 12:33. Why don't we come back at 12:45? We'll take 11 minutes, I guess. So come back in 10, 11 minutes, okay? I'm here. Let's see. Who did I let in? Lisa or...